Well, good evening, members of the board and Dr. Navarro and parents and teachers. Welcome. Nos agradezco mucho haber tantos padres y sus hijos aquí. So there's a lot of good things going on in the district. On Friday, we have James Burke, who is the author of Gabby and the Gator, coming to Beaufort Elementary and reading for our children. And then also CTA Vice President Eric Hines will also be reading. So it's an honor to have them. And then we have a pregnancy and disability seminar going on the next week. And we are inviting people from other districts who are pregnant or maybe are going to become pregnant or their wives or their whatever. Anyway, whoever's going to be pregnant, they can come, and or their friends, to find out about how to do that. Not how to do that. But in any case, people who are going to try and get through the morass of rules that have to do with pregnancy and all the benefits that are available. So if anyone would like to come, you're welcome. That's going to be next Friday at LMSTA. On the flip side, teachers across the district have been talking about doing the hard work of getting kids ready for CST testing. And people are very busy and working really, really hard to do that, harder than ever before, probably. And so we look forward to good things happening from that. Meanwhile, teachers across the district have been reporting a very difficult circumstance. Many teachers have told me that they are getting second jobs, and we are joking, but not really joking, about all the different things that we could do. And people have asked me if they know of any ways that they could get involved in tutoring or this or that or the next thing. Many teachers have taken jobs tutoring. And so the workload, even though people have a huge workload and are really just trying to keep pace with the workload, and yet with the financial situation, they are really struggling, especially as we face a summer without paychecks. So just to let you know, we realize that the state of California is what it is right now. And so it's a very, very difficult time for all of us. But in any case, we hopefully will look forward to working with the district to find a sustainable solution to all. Thank you very much.
Ms. Thomas, who spoke a few minutes ago, she had a maroon car evidently parked on the side, and somebody with a blue Acura has parked in front of her, so she cannot leave and go pick up her husband on her anniversary.
Yes, thank you. Please note that, because I got to go.
Okay, I'd like to ask and come forward Maria Burgusco-Smith, who most of you know is a former board member and is also a chairperson of the Lennox Coordinating Council. And Jessica Felix, I think, is here from Lennox Little, who's representing Lennox Little.
She's here.
And so I'm going to actually turn this over to Maria to make a presentation from the Coordinating Council.
First of all, I want to thank everyone, the board, the staff, and the parents and teachers, especially all the people that volunteer at different functions for the Lennox Coordinating Council. My son is a member, as Ms. Iskin is, and every time you buy a raffle ticket or support us in any way is how we can do things and give back to the community, especially to our youth. And keeping in line with that, the coordinating council would like to accept this check for $600 and give it over to the Madoff School District. For the Little League. Yeah. we worked with have always been very kind and have always supported our students for scholarships and everything else. But they've always wanted to keep the spotlight off of them. But we finally decided that, hey, the community should know who helps us. So the Lennox Entertainment, we wanted to come up with enough money to what your raise was for your school, for the Little League. We wanted to cover it for your spring session. So, and maybe that'll give you time to get things going and maybe you can come up with that for next time, hopefully. So anyway, the gentleman made up the difference, which is $1,200, to make it $1,800, so that